Call the January meeting of Fauquier County Quorum Court together. If you would please stand. Justin Ian Robertson will lead us in prayer and pledge of allegiance.
Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking for your guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. Help us to engage in meaningful discussion, allow us to grow closer as a group, and nurture the bonds of this community. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. May be seated. Thank you for that, Justice Roberts. Madam Secretary, if you call the roll, please.
Allison.
Here.
Coates.
Present.
Gray.
Here.
Hendrick.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Kowalski.
Here.
Lyon.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Roberts.
Here.
Schott.
Here.
Strain. Tyler.
Here. All right, I'll note that is a quorum. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have been presented a copy of the meetings from last month's meeting, the meeting minutes from last month's meeting. And I'll entertain a motion to approve as presented.
I make a motion to accept the journal of proceedings as written.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. Are there any additions or deletions or changes? All right, hearing none, all in favor of approval as presented indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the journal will be approved as presented. County officers' reports, and I know that we're missing some elected officials for tonight's meeting. We generally start off with a report from the Sheriff's Department. Is there a report from the Sheriff's Department, Chief? Chief Chad Woolley.
As of mid-December, we're back operating nearly 100% of our software. So we're hoping from the February meeting, we'll start getting the Sheriff's stats. We'll be able to report those from the month of June. Along with that, I know what y'all probably get several phone calls as I do of the inmate roster. Currently today, we watch the email thread. Our software provider has looked for their website provider, and they are in the process of transferring that data to get the inmate roster back up. So hopefully, not too much longer, and we'll be able to have that service out. So hopefully next month we'll have the shift report we'll be moving forward.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate all of you do. I will note, our treasurer is not here tonight, but his report is in your packet. Are there any questions? We'll try to get them answered. All right, and the county clerk's report is also in there, I believe. Same goes for that. Any other officers' reports? At this time, we normally have an ARP and road report. In lieu of that, and under the circumstances, I'm sure the court is interested in the fire out at the county road shop. You'll notice my jacket, which I wear, in support of our wonderful, hardworking men and women out of that road shop, who had taken multiple blows from the winter weather before the road shop burned and never missed a beat in their road pre-treatment operations despite their road shop burning. And really just proud to work with them and call them my co-workers. I've been there, tried to be there as much as I could and have been there literally every minute since. And despite, two back-to-back rounds of around-the-clock pretreatment of our 900 miles of county road system, trying to get all the dangerous slopes and intersections, I mean, their road shop burned. And we don't, if you're wondering why, we are too. We don't know how it could happen or why it could happen. And I'll tell you, like I told them this morning at 6 o'clock when they started, When you leave here, look at that road shop and know that you didn't ask for that. And it looks terrible. You've driven by. It looks terrible. And I cannot wait to rebuild that and get that awful site out of their view. But they didn't ask for that. And you know what? As soon as we asked them to get back to work, because we knew that's the best thing for them as human beings, they went and they worked. So before talking about that at all or any of the details, I just wanted you to know how proud I am of them and all who support them, including everybody at the judge's office, staff here at the courthouse. Our sheriff's department has been wonderful. I cannot say enough about the Beaver Fork Fire Department. They were the incident commander. Chief Sanford there was the IC on that and call. I still don't know how many fire departments and other agencies responded, but it was a bunch. I've been told there were 40 or 40 plus firemen and firewomen who responded to that, and you could not see the road shop from Akron Gap Road. There were so many fire trucks, which tells me two things. They understand the importance of that operation, the county road administration and county government. And number two, they understand that it's heavy equipment, it's an industrial setting, every solvent and fluid known to man to be, you know, used on equipment and things of that nature, including extra, you know, fire extinguishers, you've got oxygen acetylene bottles, you've got every kind of lubricant and brake cleaner and, you know, cases of de-icer for our windshields and winter operators. I mean, literally anything is flammable. We've probably got some of that out there. And I can't say enough about how quickly they responded. And they saved at least half of that building, despite our fuel truck being parked in one of the bays that burned with 750 gallons of fuel, hydraulic fluid, all sorts of things. One of our servers, our biggest service truck, was there in that building. One of our skid steers, our oldest skid steer, thankfully, I hate to lose any of them, but that was not one of our newest ones, so thankful. And everything else that goes with that. I would, you know, if you there have been a number of fires. Chief Woolley could tell us how many they've probably been paged out of the last two winter events. But we hear their traffic. We in the road administration hear their traffic over the radios. And the number of page outs for fires has been staggering. I know that a house burned to the ground in Treasure Hills. A lady with whom I haven't spoken in years, went to school with, lost her house on Road Mill Road. And those are just the beginnings. Patty Cakes and Stovall's building downtown is terrible. I'm sure you've all seen that. And it just goes on and on. I can tell you, I was a judge here for 23 months. 10 years ago, and I've been the judge here a year since, and I cannot imagine those folks who work for our road shop, road department, for 10, 20, 28 years. I think we've got one, 26, 28 years. It's personal. They're there as much as they're at home, you know, at least their waking hours. And so my heart goes out to them. I mean, and I just have to say that. But, you know, I told them this morning, our staff, it's our job to make sure that when that thing is rebuilt, it is better than ever. And I'm fully confident that's going to be the case. We're already working on it. Colonel Anderson has already been dealing with our insurance agency. Our administrator, Randy Higgins, has been as well. On to some particulars. You have, as a court, you have to be wondering, okay, so how are our operations? How's that going? We've set up temporary offices in our road training facility over in the OEM / road training building, which is on the same property. It's just next door. And, of course, Sheila Blatt and you know, all the staff over there, Jimmy and Nicole and Ashley and all of them, have been great to work with and very accommodating. We've set up shop and we've set up offices in the training room, and you know, everything from buying a printer copy scanner for Dora and Ashley to use to, you know, hey, we gotta have a coffee machine, we need, you know, paper, we, you know, all of those kinds of things that you take for granted each day when you walk through the door to go to work. We're for the most part set up and running. Today was a good day. for getting back up and running, taking calls, paying bills, tracking payroll, and so on and so forth. So I wanted to assure our court members that we are back up and running. We had crews out working the roads today, and so really happy to report that. Longer term, I don't know how permanent this current setup is. All I know is we can work this way for the coming weeks. If we need to set something up, I'm sure rebuild will be a 6 month or 12 month process. We won't know, have any idea of anything like that until our insurance provider works their way through their standard protocol and processes, and we determine is any portion of that building salvageable. Is if so, how does that work? Can you disconnect the electricity? And so, you know, what about the, you know, the HVAC systems and the water and that, those sorts of things? If like a car, I mean, is there a point beyond which you're throwing good money after bad, just tear the whole thing down, start over? We don't have those answers yet. Those are questions that need to be answered. And we'll get to that point. Certainly, we'll involve the court because it'll involve appropriation. So we'll be getting insurance proceeds, and I would anticipate that whatever we do, we don't need to build back the way we were. That's a 30 or 40 year old building, doesn't suit our needs today. We would probably want to put county money with it and build something that meets today's demands and is good for the next 10, 20, 50 years or whatever. So that would be our view right now on that. But we're just, more than anything, we're just so thankful that no one was injured. We were in the middle of branding operations when that happened. There was a cut in power. I believe Entergy had taken the circuit down to replace a component elsewhere, somewhere in the area. Our generator kicked on. That's the only way we knew that, which happens during storms. Not unusual. But we have traffic signals around the county. If they're not in a city limits, then we are responsible for them. We have to take generator sets to them to get the traffic signals working properly. So Scott Kirby jumped in a truck and was taking a gen set down. Tom Anderson, our road administrator, was out in front of him trying to figure out which lights were and were not working. Anyway, they took out to do that. The rest of us who were at the shop, who were not out on the roads with our vine trucks, responded to a page out for an accident with injury on Akron Gap Road, just down the road from our road shop. We went down there to see. There had just been a page out before that, and we were afraid that there may be assistance somewhere on this single vehicle injury accident. And honestly, you know, I personally was hoping it was not, you know, anyone, but I, you know, if it was one of our trucks with our branding operations, I wanted to be there. We got down there, we're there, and young man was okay, breathing fine. I think he wanted to be transported, but first responders got there and were handling that, and all of a sudden we received a call that our road shop's on fire. I mean, we've been there less than 2 minutes. It's 4 miles down the road, and we'd only been there 60 or 120 seconds or something, and we got that call. Everybody goes rushing in, and there was already a plume of smoke that I've been told you could see from Palmerville. It sure went. Sure am proud of our first responders. You know, if you didn't value them before that, our firefighters, you certainly would watching what, I mean, there were things blowing up. Canisters, I think a 20-pound propane bottle, everything that had a propellant in it or accelerant of any kind, I'm sure was going off, and into the smoke and fire they went. I mean, there was not one iota of hesitation with anyone that I saw. I was so impressed and appreciative. And anyway, with that, I'll be glad to answer any of your questions as best I can. I hope I've answered many of the questions you have. My main objective is to let you know that your road department is up and running. That's priority one. Mr. Higgins?
I just want to give a quick shout out to our IT department. They got the road department back up and running in no time. Did a really good job.
My goodness. particularly Miss Sarah right here, and her husband works at our road shop, and he's been integral in our recovery there. Steve Wade, I know, came in on his day off, I think, to work on that. Kristen has been out there at the road shop today getting the network connectivity and getting everybody new work homes set up. They've been terrific to work with. Really appreciate them. You're always going to leave somebody out. I better not leave out OEM. They've been so accommodating and helpful. Like our reserve program out for our sheriff's department was there. Sheriff's department, certainly. And then overnight security, just keeping eyes on the premises. And I know they've got patrols, regular patrols they're running through there. Who am I leaving? Our emergency squad was great to come provide support for all the responding fire departments, and I will leave someone out, but I'm telling you, there was no corner of the county not represented there with fire service. Everything from the biggest equipment you'll ever see, these big long, I don't know if it's called a hook and ladder or whatever. I know, I think Mayflower's got one of those, and they're spraying down on that. It's really a sight to behold. I'm sure you saw plenty of it on social media. You can be proud of all those providing those services for you as county citizens. Yes, sir.
Judge, are we totally dependent on insurance money to build a building back? Do we have anything set aside?
We have not talked about that. Not, it would be improper for me to talk a whole lot about funding without having first spoken with our budget chair and others, but we'll be fine. We'll be fine. I'd expect we'll receive a pretty good insurance payment on that, and then I think we should probably be able to build whatever we think is appropriate for the road shop going forward. There are dedicated revenue streams for much like what you see with the sheriff's department on the jail. There are some dedicated funds that they have that are kind of dedicated to that. It's not going to be nearly as big a project as building a jail, but we should be fine. Yeah, we should be fine on that. And if not, we'll just tighten our belts. But I mean, we'll be fine. But good question. And be happy to answer any other questions either tonight or later on in the coming days, coming weeks. We'll just let our justices know they've got my number. I'm happy to take your calls. If you have questions that come up, feel free to call me. In fact, multiple of you already have, which I appreciate the calls of support. Calls of support, I should say, have come from everywhere, and offers of help with equipment, other counties, other agencies, and we just appreciate those so much. And I wear my high-vis jacket with pride anyway. I wouldn't normally I'd have a blazer or something, a suit or tie or something on when I am sitting on the bench, but not tonight. I wear this every opportunity I get anyway. I love working with our road shop men and women. I really was looking forward to being able to talk to you about the winter program and the things that they did. It's the first time we've ever had a pre-treatment program this way. We benchmarked City of Conway, which does a phenomenal job of pre-treatment, and they had benchmarked RDOT with their program, which I think you would have to say is phenomenal, and they have for really the last 10 years, and neither of those programs work in a county setting. It's very different operations. We'll go into the details, but our talented crews, her husband's one of them, fabbed up. There, you can't go buy this stuff off the shelf, at least in, I'll choose my words carefully, but suitable for what we believe you would need in a county setting, that particular product or design is just not available. And we designed, so I won't take any credit of it, our guys and ladies designed a fabulous, durable, I mean, salt brine and beet juice is as corrosive as probably acid. I don't know, on metal if allowed to sit. And they designed a system that is rock solid. And almost, I don't want to jinx it, but almost break-proof, which is a real challenge in a super cold setting with that material. And you know, I'm just really proud of, golly, that setup. And if you want a tour of that, just let me know. I'll be proud of that. I'll be glad to show it to you. But it's something that you'll see more of. They did a phenomenal job. If they can't get a dump truck in there, they'll get a brine truck in there, and they'll burn that ice to the ground till they can get a dump truck back in there with sand and salt. We saw them do it hour after hour after hour after hour for two events. Just really enjoyed working with them. All right, any other questions? Thank you for your support. All right, moving on. That was tab two. Standing committee reports, and I'll just start at the end. Justice Knight, do we have a infrastructure committee report this time?
Your Honor, infrastructure did not meet this month. We had anticipated another flood variance meeting this month, but due to no response, we had to cancel the planned meeting that went out to everybody. So if that comes back up, we'll look forward to that as well as the levy that's going to be on our table probably this year at some time. So no report this month.
All right, moving along. Justice Coates, Court of Public Safety.
Yes, sir, thank you. Courts and Public Safety did meet. We met with the Faulkner County Animal Coalition that came forward as an option for the shelter operations. I would encourage each one of our justices, if there's any questions, get with one of those people that, you know, they are definitely interested in visiting with anybody that has any questions to be prepared for February. And from there, that was all we discussed.
Thank you so much. Any questions for Jessica or Justice Knight? I forgot to ask Jessica. Any questions? All right, Justice Lahosky, the Budget Committee, Budget Finance.
Thank you, Judge. We've met twice since our last full court meeting. We have two ordinances in front of you tonight. Tonight, we also took a what few minutes we had before this meeting and discussed next steps with the animal shelter plan and the program and how we're going to move forward in that. We probably can expect a meeting. I think we can expect an ordinance with some money attached to it in our February budget and finance meeting. Thank you, Judge.
Right, very good. Any questions for Justice Lahosky? Thank you for that report. The Personnel Committee, Justice Kendrick.
Judge, personnel did not meet this month in January, and we don't have a report for the court tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're at the public comments section. Any other public comment? We appreciate the comments thus far. Any other public comment? Anything on the agenda? Special reports. All right. So special reports. This time, we have legislative audits. So each year, each county, each city, each school, is audited by a committee formed that reports to our state legislature. And we call them LEG Audit. It's Legislative Audit Committee. They have a lot of authority. They come in and they're generally great to work with, honestly. And they will embed auditors in your jurisdiction. We provide an office for them. And actually, they're over at UCA for the time being. We used to provide an office for them, but they provide a report each year, and they have provided that report. That report has been provided to each of our justices, and I believe there's also a copy in your packet. And we're required by law to read into our minutes the fact that it was brought to your attention and you've had a chance to review it. If you've never looked at one of these, there's a lot of legalese in them. For what my opinion is worth, I would say there's nothing of consequence. I guess as an attorney, I'd probably be real careful saying something like that, but if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them either tonight or later. I know our county attorney, Phil Murphy, would do the same. One thing I would note is you'll see a finding about deviation from generally accepted accounting principles, which if you've had accounting training, it's something across America. Our LEG audit, in Arkansas, LEG audit is required to report if there is a deviation from GAAP or from generally accepted accounting principles. And so they do that. They'll report any deviation from GAAP. In Arkansas, our legislature has required that counties deviate from GAAP with regard to a number of areas. One of them is leases that I know of for sure. And so counties will follow what our legislature requires us to do. But consequently, that means leg audit would be required to report that there's a deviation from GAAP. And they're just doing their job. But we're doing our job by following what the legislature requires of us. Other than that, you'll see a lot of, in that letter, as with any audit letter, they will explain what their responsibility in reporting and auditing is, and then you get to anything that's of consequence. And like I said, be happy to talk to you about any of it. But that's the short and long of it. Are there any questions? Seeing none, I would ask our secretary to just please make sure that our minutes reflect that that item was on our agenda and discussed. Moving right along. Old business. Is there any old business to come before the court tonight that we've not already discussed? Seeing none, we'll move along to new business. And of course, I think Justice Lahosky mentioned there'd be a couple of ordinances, and Justice Lahosky, see that we have in tab number 4, proposed ordinance 24-01.
Yes, Judge, I make a motion for the passage of proposed ordinance 24-01.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. Again, we're in tab 4, proposed ordinance 24-01. Are there any questions or any discussion? And Justice, if you could maybe give us a brief on this monthly undertaking.
Before you do so, Adam, go ahead and just read it real quick.
Thank you.
Proposed ordinance 24-01, sponsored by the Budget Finance, being enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 22-63, dated December 20th, 2022, and to declare an emergency.
All right, so members of the court, we've had motion second. Now a reading. Is there any discussion? Or explanation.
I'll just point out that, as you see, as just Mr. Murphy read in the title, it says to amend and supplement ordinance 22-63. So that this is like a period 13. We've heard and talked about period 13 before. These are some period 13 adjustments to the 2023 budget. So these are not adjustments to the 2024 budgets. This goes back to last year's budget. That makes any sense at all.
All right. Any questions or comments? Thank you for the explanation. That can be confusing. It's month 13. So they're dealing with two budgets right now. And open for questions and comments, discussion. Seeing none, Madam Secretary, we'd like to have a roll call vote on this.
Before we do that, Judge Dobson, if we could just get a motion to change the approved by date from January 16th to January
23rd. We've got a motion.
You had a second. Okay.
Motion and second. Justice Lyon.
And then Justice Lyon.
All right, all in favor of correcting that date, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Okay, so as amended, the motion is still on floor, correct? And Madam Secretary, if we could now have a roll call, and this would be on the ordinance itself as corrected.
Hollison?
Yes.
Coates?
Yes.
Pratty?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Kowalski?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Roberts?
Yes.
Schock?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so the motion carries and the ordinance passes. Thank you. All right, tab number 5. Justices, this would be proposed ordinance 24-02. It's another appropriation. Justice Lahosky?
Judge, I make a motion for the passage of proposed ordinance 24-02.
Second. Motion second. Counselor?
Proposed ordinance 24-02, sponsored by Budget Finance, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
All right, so motion second and reading. This will be opened up for discussion. I do know the dates. Do those need to be corrected as well?
Yes, sir.
All right, so do we have a a motion to correct the date from January 16th to today's date of 23rd.
Motion to amend the date on there to today's date, the 23rd.
Motion second. Who's the second? All right, all in favor of correcting, as discussed, the date? Indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so we've got the date corrected. Now, the substance of the ordinance, is there any explanation?
Yes, Judge. Just as this, we met in the fall and we approved this grant for our circuit court, Judge Clausen. Whenever we went to put the budget together, this was overlooked. So this is really taking something we approved last year and making sure that it's budgeted and appropriated and approved for 2024. It's not new money. This is grant money coming from the state for this position. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you so much. Any questions or comments?
Judge, if I may, just a note on this. I think we approved this back in November, but this is just another example of how we in Faulkner County tend to go above and beyond to really try to help the county citizens and our courts here. It's a grant-funded position that Judge Clausen brought before us in personnel, and the court was gracious enough to approve it, and I think it's going to be very helpful for Judge and his court. Judge, do you have anything to add to that or anything you'd like to say to us?
Funny you say that. Actually, I do. I did want to take the opportunity to introduce, to put a face to kind of the appropriation. This is Mr. Phil Burr. He's our peer support specialist that we hired for the adult drug court here in Faulkner County. And just to let you know, it's almost a position, paid Monday through Friday. This is almost a 24-hour a day, 7-day a week job. The folks that he deals with that have substance abuse disorders, they have cravings, they have triggers, they have issues around the clock, and he's already kind of faced that. He started with us, I guess it was his first day was January 1. January 2nd, he was in my office, and I handed him all the participant files that he took with him and went through those. He's already made contact on an individual basis with the 45 participants we have in the program now, along with those that are in pretrial. Some of them are detained right now in the detention center. And he's also met with them in group settings in their meetings and things that they, as they're required to have in the program. He's found placements for two participants already with community connections that he has that they wouldn't otherwise have placement. They would actually be homeless for a period of time, which is obviously not something that we like to see. It makes it harder to monitor those folks. He worked with a graduate that unfortunately had a relapse very recently. He's attended obviously multiple meetings and court dates. He's provided necessary transportation to some of the participants that have reached out to him. They all have a cell phone now. They've been texting him, I know for sure. He's provided new perspective too. He has unique training and skills to enhance the effectiveness of the program. It's something we've been missing, and we're glad to have it. So we really appreciate the court's work on this to make sure that this position got approved, funded, and the funding's appropriate. He's also made contact with the Sheriff's Office peer support specialist, and they're going to work in tandem again to just hopefully increase the effectiveness of the program and the information and education of the program out there for folks that are either maybe not in the criminal justice system yet, but also the ones that are detained, and they can get information as to how to get into the program, qualify for the program. And just so y'all know, folks that don't make it into the program because of unlimited space, we're working with them as well to find treatment options for them locally. So anyway, that's Mr. Burke. Any questions?
Thank you, Judge. What was his name again?
Bill Burke.
Bill, thank you so much. Any questions or comments? Thank you so much, and thank you, Justice Kendrick, for really drawing our attention to that. It's worthy program. I'm glad it's funded. So all of us have been touched by drug addiction in one way or another. I mean, there's no one untouched with that. It's an epidemic, it's a pandemic, and we thank you. All right. We need to vote on this ordinance, don't we? We had a roll call vote on that. We need to vote on that.
Yeah.
Is there any other questions or discussion? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, roll call vote.
Allison?
Yes.
Hopes?
Yes.
Fratty?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Kowalski?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Roberts?
Yes.
Shaw?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
All right, motion carries and the ordinance passes. Now it's funded. Bill? Thank you for coming. Thank you, Judge. All right, next on your agenda, this is where we talk about appointments. This month, we need the Quorum Court to make its appointment to the Quorum Court Association, appointing one of your members as liaison to the Quorum Court Association. It has been Justice Chris Kendrick for the past year, and so now it's time to reappoint. So,
Judge,
I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to reappoint Justice Chris Kendrick as the Quorum Court delegate to the Quorum Court Association.
All right, so we got a motion. We have a second. Justice Knight seconded that. All right, all in favor indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, congratulations, Justice Kendrick. We appreciate you being willing to step up and devote time to that. We appreciate that. It's an important organization, does a lot, has a lot of impact, so we appreciate that.
Judge, I'd just like to say, Justice Kendrick, I believe, I'm not 100% certain, but has attended all the meetings that they've held down there at the Quorum Court Association. He went to the Arkansas Association Counties, I might be saying that in the wrong order, conference up in Rogers this year, and I believe he might have even ran possibly for a leadership position, even though this was his first year to be on the Quorum Court Association. And as I know Justice Higgins has explained to us in the past, it's no easy feat getting in there and liaisoning with all the court. You know, you got to run a race to be a JP, and then you got to run another race to be the, I don't know, treasurer, secretary of the JP board or something like that. So I appreciate his sacrifice and doing those things and representing Faulkner County, and I look forward to probably what he'll be able to accomplish in the future working with the Association of Arkansas Counties.
Very much so, and he really, as former Justice Higgins would attest, he's the former president of that association, Quorum Court Association. It's an honor. It's an honor just to be down there among others. It's other people who have been elected, the entire state. I don't know how many JPs there are, but it's a lot of elected officials. So we appreciate Justice Kendrick being willing to step up to do that. It's quite an honor. So thank you for that.
Yep. Thank you, Judge. I'd just like to say thank you, Court. It's attended all the meetings in 2023. There was a lot of discussion about some things that we faced as a county and some things that we haven't faced. There was a lot of discussion on crypto mining and noise ordinances. There was a lot of discussion on jail reimbursement and parole reform, on some of the things that the state was pushing down, and also on some election standards and practices. But in some of the other counties, there were some major discussions going about those things. So it's good to get in a room and discuss all those things and be able to tell them what we're doing here in Faulkner County, and also get ideas from them and to bring them back to Faulkner County. And even at the AAC meeting, Administrator Higgins and I were sitting in there, and there was a county that started, there was infighting within the meeting. And it's one of those things, as at times, even here in Faulkner County, when we deal with issues on the court and it can get a little testy, we were both talking about how thankful we were of how good our leadership is on the court with all the JPs here in Faulkner County, and our judges and other elected officials, that we don't deal with a lot of those issues that those other counties do. And we should be thankful for that and very proud of that, because we've got a good thing going here in Faulkner County. So I appreciate all y'all's confidence in the position. So,
thank you. Said. I'll echo that. And I see Administrator Higgins back there nodding his head. We're really blessed here. You heard me say, in Faulkner County, we've got an embarrassment of riches. We really do. So, and just leadership, our elected officials, just in resources, quality of life here, we're really blessed here. We really are. Thank you. Okay, moving right along on the agenda to the announcement section. I know one very important announcement to make. If you look out in the audience, you'll see a familiar Kevin Lawson out there, and we're glad he's here. And if our extension agent, Mary Beth Gross, would be happy to introduce and re-announce his presence here.
Microphone.
Speaking of blessed, Kevin, he was in our office. He was our ag agent, if you're not familiar with him, for 3 years in our office. Mm-hmm. And then had an opportunity to go to our state office and be our district director over the 25 counties that we are a part of. And he's been in that role for 2 years. And then he decided to come back. So we are very grateful and very blessed to have him back in our county. All the producers know him and love him and celebrate him like no other whenever he decided to come back. So we are very grateful to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glad to be back. I know some of y'all remember me from a couple years ago. Something I just wanted to throw out real quick. I know everybody's ready to go. Something I implemented when I was here before, and I'm doing it again this year, is I send out a weekly update of everything going on in agriculture. I work mainly with row crop, forage, and livestock producers. So I send out a weekly update every Friday to everybody. And I had the whole corn court on the last one, and on this one, I just picked and choose who I already knew was on that last one. So if y'all don't mind, I'd like to add all of y'all to that email list. If you get it and you don't like it, you can unsubscribe. It's just cost of contact, so it's easy. But it is a good way for you to know what's going on in the county as far as our agriculture producers with row crops and livestock forages. So thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. So I'm so glad to see you. Glad to have you here. And Mary Beth?
We've got one more thing. We do have an open house that we're planning for March 16th. So we're ahead of the curve. It's a Saturday. We're going to do 9 to noon. And it's what it sounds like. All of us agents are going to be there. We're going to have designated rooms in the building that we are doing activities and workshops related to our field. And it's going to be open to the public. So the people that are interested that maybe know us or don't know us can come and get acquainted with some of the stuff that we do to serve the community. And we would like to have all of you there. Just pop in and say hi. So that's March 16th. But we've got time between now and then. I just wanted to get it on your schedule.
Okay, March 16th. You'll be sending a reminder out. Very good. All right, and I would just tell you, while we're on that topic, even if you never grew up driving a tractor, worming cattle, or looking for insects or rust on row crops, people in this county, there are many people in this county, many of them who are your folks that you represent, do and have and care. And one thing that's great about their communications as a whole, but Kevin's communication, if you keep up with it, you will be able to speak on in those terms and understand and be fluent in ag terminology, what all's going on, what are the challenges. And I would invite you to open your mind, even if you had never driven and sprayed pesticides or gone organic or done anything with row crops or cattle. I would challenge you to open your mind, because the people you represent do and care. And really, it's our heritage here and a huge part of our economy right here. So anyway, thank you for coming. And I enjoy those newsletters. So. All right, any other announcements? All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. I didn't hear a second.
Second.
All right, we are adjourned.